Okay, I'd like to call to order the National Finance Committee meeting of Pacifica National Board on March 3rd, 2009. This is Jamie Ross, acting chair. Let's see, I believe we have quorum. So first thing, I'd like to have our secretary call the roll. That would be R. Paul Martin.
Ray Siren. Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
Sherry Gendelman.
Present.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Hey, Campbell.
Hi, how are you?
Wara.
Present.
Oh, who is that?
R. Paul Martin.
Oh, okay.
I'm right here.
Alberto Lawera.
Present.
Was the name.
Oh, right, okay.
Well. Okay, folks, can we please not talk out during the roll call, please? Thank you.
Summer Reese. Jamie Ross.
Here.
LaVarne Williams. Susan Young.
Here.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 7.
Okay.
Okay, so this constitutes quorum for folks. So first I should say that we've had a change in the committee membership. The WPFW treasurer, Renee Bowser, has stepped down, and I believe Campbell is now acting as interim treasurer. Pardon me, please don't interrupt while I'm speaking, okay? Folks, let's try not to shout out this time. I believe Campbell is serving as acting interim treasurer and as such is a member of National Finance.
Can I correct you?
Well, you can speak, yes.
I was elected as PNB director from WPFW, and as such, I've been asked to serve on the Finance Committee.
Okay, but as I indicated to you in an email, well, first of all, as you know, the PNB did not accept that election to the PNB.
It wasn't on PNB to accept anything.
I don't want to get into this now, Campbell. All I want to do is make clear, to be on the NFC, one either needs to be a director or be treasurer from your station. Since the treasurer from PFW has stepped down, I think it's fine for you to serve on this meeting in role of interim treasurer or some such thing. However, PFW does need to elect a treasurer who will be the member on this
committee. Yeah, you need to read your bylaws, okay?
Campbell,
read,
this is out
the
of order.
Correspondence that
Campbell,
I
Campbell,
sent to the
Campbell,
chair.
Campbell, you're out of order. Thanks. Okay, now the next thing we have to do is to approve the agenda for this meeting. I sent out a draft which included the following items. One, election for chair. We have not elected a permanent chair for this committee. So tonight we could take nominations for that and then people could mail in their ballots. Item two, we have recent financials and ICFO report. We just got, about 5 minutes ago, a report from our ICFO that includes profit and loss for the first 4 months. You might not have seen that yet, but if you check your emails, it will be there. Item number three would be recent fund drives.
Okay.
We have not had latest reports from KPFK, PFW, or WBAI. Number four, we should work on priorities for NFC for this year. That's what I propose is item four. Item five is cash management, prioritization, and contingency planning. And six, loan policy and possible loan. There was a motion that was referred to this committee by the PNB, which we need to take up. Now,
point of privilege?
Yes.
Jamie, I see you have responded to an email that purports to contain some financial statements, but I didn't receive the original email. Can they be forwarded to the entire committee?
Yeah, sure. What I will do, LaVon sent them to the Nat Finance.com Yahoo group, and depending on what your membership status is there, you may or may not get the attachments. So what I will do is forward it to people's individuals' emails. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. And there's one other item. Since I sent this agenda around, there's one other item that has been brought up, which is responding to the auditor's report, or at least getting a report as to how Pacifica is responding to the weaknesses pointed out by the auditor. I would like to add that, let's say, as item... I would like to add that as item 6 and push the current item 6 down to item 7.
Brian here.
Okay, Brian?
Don't we need to elect both a chair and secretary?
I believe our Paul was elected secretary last time. Is that correct?
Wow, somebody's doing something that's very, very noisy.
I had to mute my phone. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm in a quiet place. I have to figure out how to mute it.
Can't mute it. Sherry on the stack.
Okay, I was going to ask our Paul, didn't we elect you as secretary for the duration last time?
No, what we did was we nominated me, and we didn't vote yet. The idea is that since we're going to be electing a chair, we'll have nominations tonight for chair, permanent chair, and then we'll send out some sort of a ballot, and it has to be a written ballot, and then we'll put the secretary in with that. Now, I was secretary last year, so we can say that I'm still serving from last year.
Okay, well, we can add that to item 1 then. I believe there was nobody else who wanted to be secretary, so we're
right.
kind of...
Right, so my status is nominated, and tonight we can nominate a permanent chair, you know, permanent chairs, whoever wants to, and then we can have the election for that.
Okay.
We may have to discuss a little bit.
Brian, again?
Okay, good. I think we had Sherry on the stack.
Yeah. I was under the impression that the election for chair and also... Well, I guess the election for secretary was delayed because people do that under penalty of death or something. But I thought we were holding the election, the permanent election of the chair in abeyance until the issue of the delegates from W was resolved so that everyone was going to be interim until we knew who the delegates, the members of the committee would be, the delegates to the PMB, and then who the committee members would be from W. Am I mistaken in that?
No.
Paul?
That wasn't the impression I was getting from last time.
Well, I thought it was the PMB decision, but so, Jamie, you know, that I have that question.
Well, if the PMB decides one way or another, that's it, but in the committee, I guess in a committee, you really can't decide on that. PMB
right.
can decide one way or another.
Let me ask this.
Brian here.
Okay, go ahead, Brian.
I would just point out that committee officers serve at the pleasure of a body, so if the composition of the committee changes and the committee decides it wants to elect a new chair or secretary at any point, it can. We probably shouldn't get hung up on just deferring the committee's business forever.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. Next, we had Campbell.
Yes. What I was going to say is that does the PMB have authority over above and beyond what the bylaws state?
I don't know how to answer that question.
I'm
not sure how it's relevant to this discussion either.
Well,
the PNB is the, you know, all corporate powers that aren't given to somewhere else go to the PNB.
Orders of the day, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Okay, so I'm going to rule that we should not wait to elect a permanent chair and secretary until the PFW situation is straightened out. If somebody thinks we should wait, we could overturn that ruling. But I believe we should just go ahead and do it. I don't know that they'll be highly contested elections, but basically we just need to get somebody in those roles. Okay. Are there any other additions or amendments to the agenda?
Could I hear
okay,
yours?
Brian.
I'd actually like to pitch items 5 and 4 so that cash management comes up before priority for the NFC.
Okay, fine.
Word of personal privilege.
Yes, Paul.
Somebody is breathing into the mic. Is there something?
No, it's me, and I had to walk in the wind to get out of the car. It's Sherry.
Okay.
Okay, that's
all right.
Fine.
I have not heard the two amendments, the one from the chair or the one from Brian yet.
My amendment, R. Paul, was to add as an item number 6, response to auditor, and to move the current 6 to 7. Brian's amendment was to switch 5 and 4 so that cash management, et cetera, goes at 4 and priorities for NFC goes to 5.
Okay, could you repeat Brian's again?
Brian was to switch number 4 and number 5. So cash management, prioritization, and contingency is now number 4, and priorities for NFC is now number 5. Okay, are there any other amendments or changes? Okay, so then hearing, is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none, we'll proceed to item 1, chair and secretary. So do we have any nominations for, let's start with secretary. I would like to nominate R. Paul Martin.
Didn't we do this last month?
Okay, you've already been nominated. All we have to do is vote?
Sorry about that.
So then, R. Paul, well, how is this done? People will send a ballot to you?
We have to decide that. If we want to, yes, we can have people send a ballot. We can do it by we can send out the ballot by email.
Right.
And then people can you know what? I can send this. I can put this together from last year on another committee, and we can just send out the email with full directions. We just have to decide who's going to collect them and who's going to count them.
Okay, who counted? Would it be appropriate for the secretary to count them? I mean, that would seem the wise thing.
It depends what the committee wants. If the committee, since it's uncontested, if the committee says I should do it, I'll do it. If the committee wants somebody who's not running to do it, that's fine too.
Is there any objection to allow to sending the ballots to R. Paul?
If Mr. Chairman,
do we have any other nominations?
Alberto.
Just basically what Campbell just said. If there are no other are there any other nominations for secretary?
No, I haven't heard any.
And I move that the nominations be closed.
It's been a fiercely competitive job in the past.
Yes, but are there any objections then to having our ballots sent to R. Paul? I don't hear any objections.
Do we need ballots?
I believe that's sort of the way it's done.
So. We have one candidate.
Yeah, because technically people can write someone in if they're not in this call. It's a formality, but something we kind of have to do.
Okay, so we'll send ballots to R. Paul by email. We have one nominee for secretary, that is R. Paul. And now, are we set to move on to chair then? Any nominations for chair?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would like to nominate you, Jamie Ross.
Okay, thank you for that. I would accept that nomination.
Who's making the nomination?
That's Susan.
Susan Young.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Campbell.
I'd like to nominate Sherry.
I decline. Thank you, Campbell. I decline.
Okay, are there any other nominations for chair then?
Mr. Chair, I move that the nominations be closed.
Okay, if we're hearing no objections to closing the nominations will be closed. so then those are your choices, folks. It's like the Soviet Union. You get to vote for me for chair and Arpal for secretary. Or
actually,
no one.
Could I ask who made the motion to close nominations?
Susan Young.
And Arpal, you will handle the...
I'll send out some boilerplate email, and it'll have directions on it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Alberto.
Just a quick one. I heard several bleeps coming in when we started the meeting. Are there any other board members? Are there any other committee members that are present now?
This is LaVarne. I think when I came on, I said, this is LaVarne. That was earlier. So, yeah, I'm here.
I'm here, too. Great, Sharon.
And this is Nia. I'm a board member.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, just so people understand, policy for PNB committee meetings is that other PNB members may attend any committee meeting in closed or open session, but whether people get to talk is another issue, but it's certainly attendees are welcome. Okay, and then let's see. Okay, so then let's move on to item two. I'm just trying to send out, I'm just trying to forward the report from LaVarne. So if you give me 1 second, I will get that done.
Are you microwaving the report before you send it?
What?
Microwaving.
No, I'm actually not going to send it to the Yahoo group because it might strip out the attachment for some people. It's just easier. But that should be it. Okay, and here it comes. Okay, traveling at the speed of electrons. Okay, so there I've sent it, and now we're on to item two in the agenda, which is recent financials and CFO report. So I'm going to hand off this.
This is Brian. Can I move to table this till we actually get the reports? Can we talk about fund drives?
Sure, that would make sense. The fund drive discussion should be short. So, yes, that would make sense. Is there any objection to postponing the recent financials ICFO report till after the discussion of fund drives? Okay. All right, well, let's go with item three then, fund drives. We've had three fund drives, I believe, that have completed or have developed since our last meeting, which should be reported on. Perhaps four. I believe KPFA wasn't finished by the time our last meeting happened. So why don't we start first with WBAI. Arpal, could you give a... Could you tell us what the final tally versus goal was with our recent drive?
Okay, the final... Okay, give me a second. The final BAI tally is $566,793.
566,793.
And the goal was 720,000.
Okay. And do you know how many days that took?
That was it's supposed to be 26, but I'm not sure if we did that, if we did to February 28th or not.
I think it was 27. I think that went on to Saturday.
Yeah, I think it did, too. I'm pretty sure it did, which would mean it was a 27-day.
That's 28 days. You start on the 2nd, right?
Yeah, we started on Monday and finished on Saturday, so...
Yeah, that's 27 days.
It was 3 weeks plus 6 days.
Seven.
Yeah. Okay, so that's BAIs. Which is, what's that, $150,000 short of goal pledge-wise?
Roughly, yeah.
That's quite a shortfall there. Okay, and let's see. Grace or Summer, could you tell us where the KPFK drive currently stands?
Yes. The KPFK drive led last to count was at 1,037,000, which is 37,000 over goal and over budget.
Okay, so the goal was 1 million then?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
When did this?
Yeah, Brian?
Oh, just when did the fund drive end?
It ended on Saturday. There may be some extra pledges over the internet that have accrued since then, but I haven't had an update since Saturday. It was over budget, over goal.
I apologize. Would you be kind to repeat what the amount was?
The goal was 1 million. At the end of the drive, the pledges were 1,037,000.
Okay, good. And Grace, was this drive? Do you know how long it was?
Yeah, it was. It was about maybe one day longer than the fall drive, which was.
Started on the 6th, so that would be 23 days.
It was 23 days.
Yeah, 23 days.
Okay. Well, thanks. That's very helpful. Okay, and let's see. I don't believe we got the official report from KPFA on this committee, though we did get it by email. So, Brian, could you give us a short summary there?
The goal was 850. Okay. We raised 725,341, and the additional amount that comes in online will be negligible.
What was that number, 725,341?
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
We're in drive for 17.5 days. And the curious statistic I found when I went through the drive data is we actually had more people give money than last year's winter fund drive, but our average pledge dropped from $112 to $90. So people are still giving. They're just broke.
Okay, good. Thank you, Brian. And let's see, Campbell, do you have information about the recent PFW drive?
I sure don't.
Okay, I think somebody sent, I think we had a note about it onto our list, so I'll see if I can find that real quick.
You on the listserv?
Do you remember, did it end, it ended like a week or so ago?
I believe it ended on Saturday.
On Saturday, okay.
On a Saturday. It wasn't just this Saturday a week ago.
Okay. Okay, hold on one sec. Let me dig this out here. Oh, okay. Our chair, Grace, reported at the last PNB meeting that the pledge total was 375,000, and the goal was 450,000. And we don't know the days.
That's correct. I just didn't want to unmute myself because I'm walking in traffic.
Okay. So the actual 375 goal, 450. So anyway, it looks, adding all this together, it looks like pledge-wise, we missed.
Can we recite the KPFT numbers? I'm filling out a spreadsheet too.
Okay, KPFT. Let me dig that up.
Susan, have you got those numbers handy?
Oh yeah, maybe you guys have those numbers.
I don't have the exact ones. I think that it was 340 was goal, and I think we were down 70,000, something like that.
Okay. Can I break in there on you, Susan?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was 313,000, the goal, and we came in at 226 plus. So we were short something like 75,000. The original goal was 300. 1,000, but we were short 13 from the previous fund drive, so we added it up to the new number. So it was 313 goal, and we came in at 2:26.
Okay.
And we did our drive for 19 days.
19 days. Okay, thank you, Alberto. So,
And we were short 75, of course.
Well, it looks like our cash flow is going to take a hit as a result of these drives. There's no doubt about that. The
you've got mail.
325, 300. Looks like we missed the overall tally by at least 350 to 400,000 bucks, which should turn into a revenue difference, a shortfall of probably close to 300,000. Okay, so is there any more comments or information about the fund drives, or can we move back to item two, financials and ICFO report?
I don't know if it's the appropriate section, but there was mention in an email exchange that different stations had different plans, makeup drives, austerity measures, whatever. I don't know if this is an appropriate place to ask what the plan is for making that up.
This sounds like that's fine with me. Let's see. Starting with BAI, R. Paul, have you heard of a plan to? I haven't heard of a plan to make up the shortfall. Have you heard of one?
Nope.
Okay, BAI has no plan that we've heard of.
This is Grace.
Grace, yeah, Grace has spoken to the managers. Okay, hold on, Grace.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, I had requested an emergency plan and a short range plan for each of the GMs separately, for their separate stations. I've received a plan from KPFA. I excused Sean from having to write a plan because it's obvious that he's implementing emergency measures. And I still have not received a written plan from KPFT, WPFW, or WBAI, although KPFT has been planning several events. At an Amy Goodman event and also an unbudgeted large community event, which they expect to bring in 15 to 20,000. And that's about it. I haven't really received any specific plans from WBAI or WPFW.
Okay. And Brian or Grace or Sherry, could one of you elucidate for us what the plan for KPFA to make up its shortfall would be?
Sounds like Grace probably knows more than I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, the plan from KPFA is there are several fundraisers coming up in April and May, and that should bring in some income. And then if they can't make up the shortfall, KPFA had their fund drive was 15% under budget. They can't make it up with those off-air fundraising efforts. They will be doing a mini drive as a last resort, on-air drive, according to Lem.
Okay.
Jamie?
Right. Yes? Is that Alberto?
Yeah, I just want to add a couple of things on the T.
Okay.
KPFT is having a fundraiser on March the 15th in observance of our 39th year of operation. We're having a 39th birthday party on March the 15th at a venue that is very supportive of us, and we should raise a very good, decent money there. Also, I would just very briefly add, and I really don't want to get too much into the details, but part of our plan at KPFT that's been in operation now for a couple of months is that we have noticed that our pledge drives versus our pledge collections sometimes varies around 20%. So board members in a working committee have been coming to the radio station and making and picking up on the pledges, calling pledgers and getting them to fulfill their pledges, and that has been fairly successful, and we're planning on continuing doing that as an ongoing part of the local station board's involvement in trying to meet the financial problems that we have at TN in the overall network.
Okay, thank you, Alberto. Okay, so that sounds like, are there any more comments or anything about the recent fund drives?
Paul? Although we don't have anything, I haven't heard anything about a response to the current shortfall of the on-air drive. WBAI does have some fundraising, off-air fundraising events scheduled. They were already scheduled before this fund drive, though. So.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Okay, well, let me ask everybody, have those of you who have checked your email, have you gotten a copy of the email with the financial reports that just came out?
This is LaVarne, Jamie.
Yes.
I have another report. Let me send this one. This one has the other one had glitches in it, the way it pulled up the budget.
Oh, okay.
So I have another one that has the budget correct. So let me send that out, and that'll have, because your question was correct on the listener support. That was what we were trying to, like I said, it had a glitch in it.
So okay.
I'm going to send this report out to you right now, so I'd like to go with the one that I'm sending out now.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So
okay.
Why don't you send it, and then I'll send it along to everybody if there's any hang up with that.
Why don't I ask a question while you relay that?
Yes, go ahead, Brian.
On the fund drives, and we might want to kick this off to a separate agenda item, but my concern is that we have a problem beyond any short-term measures we take to make up the money from these one-time drives, which is that if we're being prudent, we have to assume our future drives are going to miss goals by at least similar amounts. I mean, it certainly doesn't look like the economy is turning around.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something my manager raised with me when I discussed this. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're being totally responsible, we have to take that shortfall and multiply it by 3 and a fraction drives per year, and adjust how we're spending. So, I guess my question to the body is, what kind of planning do we need to initiate?
That's an excellent question. That kind of gets us into item 4, contingency planning, which I think it's probably okay to take that up now since we're still waiting for the final version of the report. And just on the question of the report, let me say that LaVarne will probably get into this later, but it was kind of a bigger project than I anticipated it to get these reports out. Anyway, so what is this, Brian has raised the very germane question of what is the response to the poor drives. Are there any takers for that question or any comments on that issue?
It's me.
Okay, Alberto.
I want to go back to, what kinds of activities can be done, and I would like to, again, sounding redundant, which I often do, is that we have been looking at KPFT. We've been looking at the two areas as it relates to people, the pledges and the pledges that do not get fulfilled. And again, most radio stations are averaging at around 20%. I know that at T we average around 20% non-fulfillment. And given our budget, which is relatively small, compared to A or to BAI or to K, we figure that just on that 20% of unfulfilled pledges, that amounts to practically $60,000 a drive for a total of well over $200,000 a year. And we are at the board and at the finance committee level, local finance committee level, we're stressing that we would wanna knock down that fulfillment rate to the highest number possible. And again, we're working with our general manager and our development person to work together and get those lists in. And members of the body are going in at different times of the week. and calling members, calling pledges. At the same time, we have noticed that every fund drive means that a certain number of members have membership has elapsed, and a lot of people are not renewing. And so we are encouraging at this moment, I don't know if we're going to make it to the development committee, but that we really need to stress the fact that after every fund drive, we find out what members did not re-up, and that we also start working with those people and calling them and asking them to rejoin the organization by sending their pledge. I want to point out that we lost close to a thousand paid members in between the last drive and this drive. I think our membership now is down to around a little under 8,700 paid members, and we've gone as high as almost 10,000 members at KPFT, and obviously we at the local station board and the finance committee and maybe some other members are looking at working those two ends. And at the same, of course, to bring up, you know, the attrition rate, to eliminate some of that, and to also work on the pledges, and also calling special donors on the phone that we have identified over the years, and, you know, very, very, very nicely asking them to send us their donations. And, of course, that's one of our strategies that we're using. And of course, the other one is that we have to continue making, doing, organizing, and executing community fund drives, fundraising drives. And again, we're doing extensive fund drives. We just had one Sunday, and we're going to be having one in a couple of weeks. And it's an ongoing situation. And I again, like I have mentioned before, this is a wonderful opportunity for local station board members to pick up their sleeves and assist the manager and the business manager and the development coordinator in their efforts to help the stations raise the funds necessary. I think that part of the problem, and with this I will end my little dissertation here. Part of the problem is that I believe that in some of the signal areas, management needs to be, cajoled a bit so that they allow local station board members to become involved in to some extent with the day-to-day operations, especially on the fundraising end. And I think that I think I would like to request the national leadership of the foundation, both from the CFO and from the acting ED and other members, to work with the local general managers to allow local station board members to assist them in their fundraising efforts. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alberto. So you're reporting on your following up with unfilled pledges and subscribers who are falling off the list to encourage them to re-up.
Right.
I might have missed it. Did you have any estimate of how much money this activity of your LSB, which I commend you guys for, has brought in over the past few months, or you or Susan? Did either one of you have a estimate there?
I called our development director today, and she gave me some very brief. It was a very extensive written report, but let me share this with you. The members of the committee called three times during three different evenings and days just to go after the fall drive pledges. And they collected, they collected close to $3,000. And then, again, the committee members got together and they called the big donors. People that, in the past have given, a sizable amount of money, and they got back around $7,000. And the committee is planning again to do that this Saturday. And it will be ongoing. And again, we've gotten management to work with us. And the lists are being prepared and produced for the members. And they're there when the members get there to do the phone calling.
Okay.
And we just started. We just started about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Alberto. Is there any other comments from the committee in response to Brian's question? What is going to be, what should the foundation's response to the four drives be? You know, this looks like it's going to result in a cash hit of maybe $300,000.
On one drive.
Yeah, on one drive. Yeah, it could, and that's correct. It could be another similar hit in spring.
I guess my question is, at what point should we be rebudgeting mid-year? Because, you know, we did a good thing last fall by for the first time in my memory, budgeting somewhat conservatively and imposing cuts where they look necessary. I don't think it's been enough, and we're shorter on cash now than we were then.
Well, I would certainly support a motion to start to do rebudgeting now.
This is LaVarne, may I speak?
Okay, LaVarne.
Okay, just briefly, yeah. The plan is to do a plan update, and basically the direction from Grace, which she's looking for, that would be part of the plan update, because that's what needs to be done. And you can do that when you have circumstances like today with the economy. There are changes in the variables that we used to do the original plan. So that's what the plan is, and that's what we had our meeting with our business managers, and we've talked about that, and that is something that we're going to get started on, like, this week. So that is what that. It's in place to do that.
To do re
budgeting. So a plan update.
I think.
And by plan update, LaVarne, you mean re budgeting?
Right.
Okay.
You're working with a plan that was based on certain variables in the last year. So due to the economic slowdown, we will do, that is the plan. You know, the business managers, we've talked about that. We talked about it on the GM call, the meetings on Thursday. So that is what we have. That's what we plan to do go forward, and that's what we need the committee, the finance committee, to help on also.
This is Grace.
Grace?
I requested, as I mentioned, an emergency and a short-term plan for income improvement and also austerity measures. I think we definitely should rebudget. I think we should factor in at least a 10 to 15% further decline in fundraising income based on the worsening economy. I don't think it's going to get any better. I think there's a good chance that more and more people are going to get laid off, and that it's going to get much worse. So I think when we budget, we need to not just look at our two recent fund drives as what's going to occur in the next few fund drives this year, but factor in a further decline if all other factors remain the same. I think in rebudgeting or in this finance committee or in a strategic planning committee, we need to start looking at income improvement as being very necessary. We cannot just take austerity measures at this point because there's not much left to cut.
Our Paul?
Yeah. I don't know if this is necessarily in order at this part of the meeting, but WBAI has budgeted less rent starting in April. It's certainly not going to happen in April, and it looks like it's just not going to happen. So are we going to be rebudgeting WBAI for the full-fledged rent also?
Yes, there has been no change regarding reducing the WBAI rent.
Okay.
This is me?
Alberto.
Yeah. I think our Paul mentioned at the last meeting the particulars on that whole space. at WBAI and the developer, the landlord, and I think he did a very good explanation as to why cutting the rent at BAI was not in the cards.
Okay, thanks.
Susan Young.
Okay, go ahead. Susan.
I would like to ask LaVarn. LaVarn said she needs help from the National Finance Committee. What help is that?
Well, may I speak? This is LaVarn.
Yes, go ahead, LaVarn.
Thank you. Yes, as I said, we've had the conversations and the meetings with the business managers. Grace has had those conversations and the meetings with the general managers also. And that is to do the plan update and again, look at realistically, you know, what you expect your revenue and your expenses to be for the rest of this fiscal year. So in this case, you know, in terms of, like, taking the plan to the LSB for approval, I don't think we need to go to that length. But in terms of having a National Finance Committee to work with the business managers as they're going through working with the general managers to really try to come up with a more realistic outlook for the remainder of the year. And so the role that you normally play in terms of plan development, I would expect you to play that role now and to work with them and just for a sounding board or your knowledge of your station or then that would you would actually help in doing that.
Well, Mr. Chair, let me just ask for a point of clarification.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you then not asking for a motion out of this committee? You're instead asking the PNB and treasurer to go back working with the GM and the business manager to make sure that they have a clear understanding that they're following through?
I think that would be a good way to address it, to do that. Because, yeah, we're moving forward on this. I mean, most people, like Grace has said, she's gotten some information. And most people, we've talked about it, like, in the last two general managers' meetings, conference calls. So we're going ahead. But, yeah, we need you in that role that you normally take in plan development.
Okay. Did I hear Brian's voice in there?
Yeah, I think we should set some kind of a time frame that we can schedule a meeting around to make sure it moves forward. Would it be useful for us to request draft budget revisions from the stations by a certain date? I mean, I don't know what. I mean, it has to be fast, right? Because we're bleeding money. I don't know what is fast and also within the capacity of the various stations to turn around. So I would look to LaVarn and Grace for some guidance on that. But I do feel like we should set a date and then schedule a meeting of this committee around that date so that we make sure we follow up in a timely fashion.
Okay.
All right.
This is Grace. Can I be on the staff?
Okay. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. As far as the meeting, just let me know when. I think my schedule is more flexible than most of your schedules, so just let me know when you'd like to meet, and I'll be available. Anyway, I wrote, going back to the WBAI rent situation, I had some back-and-forth communications with John Kriegler, our FCC attorney, about those leases, because I wanted his advice about if we should hire a lawyer to negotiate the two leases. Anyway, he got back to me on some further questions I had today, and I'll just briefly read you these few sentences. Now, by the way, John Kriegler was the person who negotiated the tower lease originally, so he's in possession of that lease.
Grace, I have a question for you. Is this something you could forward us by email?
Yes. You want me to do that right now?
Yeah, if you forward, then we wouldn't have to. I would like to keep our focused on the budget revision process.
Okay, that's fine. Sure.
But this is important information, and it certainly should go to the committee. You're right about that. But you know, right now we're on this subject of a plan update or rebudgeting. And I do agree that.
That's fine. I'll just send it out.
With the comment that was made, that you know, a timeline. I mean, my impression is that if it's anything like the regular budgeting process, some of the stations are going to be way ahead of the game, and some are going to be behind the game, and you know, we're going to kind of be nagging people. which is fine. You know, I'm happy to be in that role if that's what's needed. But we do kind of need a timeline here to make sure people, that all the stations do come through with a revised plan. Let's see. Right now, it's March 3rd. In a way, it would kind of make sense to start the new plan on April 1st because that's halfway through the year.
Mr. Chair, Susan Young.
Do people think that a deadline or a guideline date of, say, 3 weeks from now would be March 24th? LaVarne, do you think that would be too soon to expect some sort of revised plan or re-budget from the station?
This is LaVarne. No, that's not. We have conversations with the business managers, and they're pretty well, know that needs to be done. So some of the business managers, I'm sure they've already basically done most of the work. I don't know if the meetings have been scheduled with the general managers, but they basically know where they expect to be if they've done cash flow forecasts for the year, and some of the stations do that. So again, some of the stations are probably already there, but it's the ones who are not there that's why in terms of that date shouldn't be that far out either, because that means that we just need to concentrate on helping the stations that have not really done like a cash flow forecast for the remainder of the year, which would encompass really would basically is what we're looking for. And the 24th, I mean, in fact, we could put the 24th, and I'm sure we'll move it forward.
Do you think we should make it the 17th? That's two weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Think,
and hopefully we can deliver. In fact, we need to be quicker than that. But the 17th is great in case there are some reviews in there that people think should be done or must be done, and we haven't done that.
Okay, well, then why don't we set a meeting for the purpose of reviewing the revised plan or rebudgeted budget on March 17th. That's Tuesday, 2 weeks from this evening. Okay, Susan, I heard your voice.
Nope, I was just going to ask what LaVarne recommended.
Let me make that a motion, Mr. Chair.
Okay, why don't you go ahead, Mr. Treasurer?
You can call me Brian.
Okay.
I'll move that the National Finance Committee requests all financial units present revised spending plans for the remainder of the fiscal year, along with cash flow forecasts for the remainder of the fiscal year, that assume that current fundraising trends persist.
Okay. By?
I'm sorry, did you say the 17th?
Yes.
By March 17th.
Excellent.
This is LaVarne. I just want to clarify. When you say ready, you mean for the Finance Committee to review? Is that the 17th?
Well, you tell me, LaVarne. If you're thinking they should be on your desk on the 17th, great. We'll schedule a meeting a little bit later. If you think we can get them to the committee, so much the better.
I would think on my desk by the 17th, and then we can go from there.
So when do you think we should set it?
That's 2 weeks, right? Yeah, today is the 3rd.
Yeah, that would be – well, when do you think, LaVarne, when should we have a meeting? When would NFC should have a meeting to review these plans, to look at these plans?
Well, let's just put the tentative date like a week later.
The 24th.
24th, yeah.
Okay.
So we'll request they be produced by the 17th, and then you'll have time to kick them around before the committee takes them up.
Okay, that sounds good.
Can I read what I have? I have a motion from Brian. Is the NFC requests all financial units present revised spending plans for the remainder of the fiscal year, along with cash flow forecasts for the rest of the fiscal year, that assume that current fundraising something persists. What's the word in there?
Trends.
Trends. Okay.
And the follow-on question would be, LaVarne, are you going to have time to work with the archives on figuring out what a realistic expectation is in terms of their cut of central services revenue. Well, because they don't have the numbers to forecast that themselves.
We'll work with them. We Lynn Magno and I will work with Mariana, and with the Shavers. So yeah, it'll be fine.
Great.
Okay. Well, that's good. Then, Paul, can you read that for us one more time?
The NFC requests all financial units present revised spending plans for the remainder of the fiscal year, along with cash flow forecasts for the rest of the fiscal year that assume that current fundraising trends persist.
And we had some dates in there.
CFO by March 17th.
These plans should be... Yes. What was that? I'm sorry. I interrupted. What did you say?
Maybe, Paul, you could insert the clause in the appropriate place.
You can make a new sentence. These plans should be transmitted to the CFO by March 17th.
Okay. I just put that in at the end. These plans should be transmitted to the CFO by March 17th.
Okay. Okay, are there any objections to this motion? Okay, hearing none, it's adopted. Good. Okay, now why don't we go back to item two, which is recent financials and ICFO report.
Perfect.
I've forwarded LaVarne's, the latest one I got from LaVarne, which is sort of a... year-to-date budget versus actual for each state. And then, LaVarne, you could walk us through the high points there and whatever other points you'd like to make.
Okay. First, I would just like to say that, this is LaVarne Williams, that what we attempted to do this time is when we got the results in, is that we did something that hadn't been done before, and that was to put the budgets into the database so that we could do variance analysis, and we could do versus the budget and also versus the prior year, prior quarter. So we spent a lot of time with Lynn and also with Efren to get the information in there, and there were some glitches where there are glitches, plus there was a problem with actually the memory on the server that we were using. So we had to go through all of that until we finally got it in the system. So but there's some problems in terms of how Great Plains pulls the information into this report writer. And it appears to be, we think that maybe the problem is like only one if Lynn is working with a budget from a station, we think maybe the other person at the station can't be on the system at the same time. But therefore, it pulled the wrong number for KPFK's budget. So that's why the numbers that you previously had were so high, because that was incorrect for KPFK. And that budget we can always review, because Efren Larinus actually delivers a report after every close, like before on the fifth day of close, which shows all of the variances and shows all of his information on P&L, balance sheet. So comparing to that, we can see that it's that this report writer is pulling the wrong number. But I think the last report I sent you has the correct number, and there might be a slight variance on that, but it's less than $30,000 for the total. But so we're working with the report. We've been working with it since like last Thursday, Wednesday, and we're still, there's still some problems in terms of getting it to work correctly. But just the point is that the people here. And like I said, I think we had the business managers meeting after we had our last National Finance Committee meeting. So I met with them, and they were really ready to really get the finance process like in more of a way that you can get the information out quickly. And the way you do that is like you have this process, and I think I tried to explain this before. It's called a close, and that's it. When you close your books, that's when you write your reports. if you do reports prior to then, you're just doing the same reports because there's no new information in there. The general ledger has to close in order to show what your financial position is, and then you write your reports.